Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This your jam, Mike?
I've never heard it before, but I'm pretty sure it's Blake Shelton.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani.
There you go.
Oh, they did a Christmas song. This come out like last year or something?
Don't give me the line on that part. Yeah, I just know the song.
It's got to be, yeah, because that would have been at the height of their relationship.
All right.
Yeah, it's
DJ Day Day.
Not a bad song. I'm into it. I'm here for it.
Are you here for Georgia's playoff game next week against Notre Dame?
Sure.
And Gunnar Stockton.
Yeah.
Probably being your starting quarterback.
Yeah, no, I think that
he will be.
And it's interesting, yesterday, Tiff, we played in Life is Good, we played our buddy Amory Hunt, CBS's own, and he went on a rant about Notre Dame was going to wipe the floor with Georgia.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah. And he was confident. Saying it after Notre Dame's game this past weekend. So, I think it's going to be a good one for sure.
Well, yeah. Look, I say Gunnar Stockton because Carson Beck, he underwent successful surgery on Monday on his right elbow to repair his UCL. And the school announced this. He will not be available for the Bulldogs college football playoff game against Notre Dame. Now, he is expected to make a full recovery, according to the school's release, and he will resume throwing in the spring, but of course he had that surgery done by a renowned orthopedic surgeon out in L.A.
Yeah, I mean, it's he wanted to seek a second opinion, which I think is probably smart to do. There will be questions about what his immediate future does hold. We talked about it earlier. If I were him, I would look at all the options, including coming back to a different school. But it seems like Georgia is full speed ahead with Gunnar Stockton as well. They should be. Listen, when we had DJ Shockley on here and he talked about the reaction inside that locker room at halftime when Gunnar Stockton was clearly being put up to bat and DJ was sitting right next to him and he said there was a slew of people, coaches, players that stopped by and said, hey, we believe in you. I think that he brings a different dynamic. I think he's every bit as good as Carson Beck probably is and some when you talk about the mobility. So I think it's all hands on deck for that team, and I don't think Georgia – is going to look like the same offense they did, a couple of weeks ago.
I think he's more mobile than Carson Beck. I don't think it's some ridiculous amount, but I think he is more mobile. I think he's definitely more comfortable running the football. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think he's a guy that it's Carson will do it, but Carson probably is a little more hesitant than Stockton
for sure.
Is.
For
well,
sure.
It's unfortunate for Notre Dame, though, but this will probably be good for Gunnar Stockton. He will not have to deal with Notre Dame's defensive tackle, Ryan Mills. He suffered a right knee injury. Riley Mills, excuse me. A right knee injury in that win against Indiana. So, unfortunately, he will miss that college football playoff game.
Yeah, I mean, and it stinks. You hate that it happens. Happens seems like every time we get here. But, I mean, the big focus, and we talked about it a little bit earlier when it comes to the ratings, I don't know. I guess that was probably the second worst game of the weekend. I don't know. Maybe that, like there was some bad football
Friday
this weekend. Did you guys hear Troy Aikman and Joe Buck last night kind of backing college football playoff and backing these games last weekend? And he was like, dude, they were basically saying, hey, there's been Super Bowls that have been blowouts. It just is what it is when it comes to football. I know it's not a popular opinion, but I tend to agree with them. And I hear it from Bama fans all the time. Bama should have been in. Bama wouldn't have looked as bad as SMU or this, that, and the other. I still don't think they deserve to. I've seen blowouts Tiff, you've seen blots in the national title game. It happens in football. It happens in college football all the time.
That's the problem, is it's not – it's the amount of teams, okay? It's not who you pick. You can say, no, it is about who you pick. College football is not a sport built for parity, okay? College football is the haves or have-nots, and it is becoming worse. It's getting worse because there's only – Alabama is the blue blood of blue bloods when it comes to the to college football. And their AD is literally begging like – wanting donations online, almost like he's some kind of OnlyFans person or something. Like, oh, you got to donate to come here. I mean, it's brutally bad.
It was so bad, dude.
And that's where the sport is, because of the NIL and the transfer portal. It's not built for parity. And I'm sorry, but SMU should not have been penalized for playing in their conference title game, which college football, the sport, and a lot of teams are making money off of. But and Alabama gets to sit at home when getting their doors blown by an average Oklahoma team. And I know you're supporting that.
Yes.
I didn't
feel like they should have been in.
But that's what – I don't care about the other stuff. It's when you have 12 teams – there, you have to earn someone on the field. It's just like why I thought Georgia didn't deserve being last year.
I think the problem is, and again, I don't have a problem with this, but I think people that are in uproar about the teams that were in it, it's just because all of those teams got handily beaten.
Okay.
So that's I am not in disagreement that they do deserve to be where they are, and the teams that were out of it, I think, deserve to be out of it based on what happened in those games leading up to this point. I'm just saying people are probably mad because there wasn't one competitive, team out of a team that you didn't think should be in. If you're going to talk about the SMUs, if you're going to talk about the Indianas. So that's why I think people are mad. Now, had you had, two of these teams, or how many games did we have over the weekend?
Four, excuse me.
Oh, yeah, there were three on Saturday, one on Friday. Then I think people wouldn't be, obviously, as mad or making the case that those teams didn't deserve to be in it.
You covered the playoff the year where we
TCU.
Where we probably had the best two semifinal games that we ever, as far as one weekend, had the best product.
But people are telling me, TCU beat Michigan. I was on the sidelines for that game. You can't say that they didn't deserve to make it to the national championship.
Agreed.
They got the brakes beat off of them in the national championship, but they still deserve to get there. So I don't get why people are like.
Well, because I think people were hoodwinked in this, because I sat here and I'm not the only person, but a lot of people sat here, including me, and told you, do you really think you're going to get more good games if you add teams when you didn't have good games in a four-team playoff? That's the nature of the sport of college football. The parity is not there like people act like it is.
People think that the parity has taken an uptick recently, and it hasn't. It's gotten worse.
It is getting worse.
Way worse.
And that's the point. It wasn't that you had the wrong 12 teams, Tiffany.
Yeah.
It was that you have the wrong system. Stop. Stop adding teams. And then people are like, well, see, that's why they got to go to 16. 16's only going to make it worse.
Could have easily it could have easily stopped at 8. Easily stopped at 8.
You could have done 6.
Yeah.
And on the average year, you get last season was an outlier, okay? You rarely get where there's 5 teams that actually deserve or 6 teams really that based on what they did all season could be in and have a chance. Now, the 6th team was FSU. They didn't have a chance. West Jordan Travis went down. They were done. I don't care how well you think they played against Louisville in an ACC title game. They didn't have a chance. And this last weekend showed that they wouldn't have had a chance. It just showed it. Yeah. But it's why I told Georgia fans, you didn't deserve to be in 2023. Yes, we did. We only lost Alabama. Yeah, but you lost to them, and they were the 4th team.
Well, the kicker in that whole thing was the fact that Bama lost to Texas. That was what really screwed Georgia up last year.
Mm-hmm.
Because you couldn't make the argument that Bama should be in over Texas, and you couldn't make the argument that Georgia should be in over Alabama. And then it backed everything else up, and it put kind of everything in a pocket. So I'm with you. Look, there's been more blowouts in the college football playoff than there have been actual good games.
You want to know what the average margin of victory is when it was four teams?
I couldn't tell you.
15.6.
Yeah.
That's two touchdowns. Tell me those. That's a good product. And you just got it, and it showed this week. Yeah.
I can go back to a few years Bama played Michigan State. It was just an awful football game.
It was like 49-0, I think.
Yeah, it was just terrible. Terrible football game.
You did have that Rose Bowl with Georgia, Oklahoma. That was a good
game. Incredible game.
You had Tiff's game that she did with TCU, Michigan. That was the same year that Ohio State and Georgia played right here in the Peach Bowl. I was like, whose phone's playing music? But, I mean, you had some. I thought the Michigan-Alabama game last year was really good.
It was a good game.
But the reality was that most of the games were not good. And you add more teams, you get worse games. And I'm not sure what we're going to get on January 1st.
Yeah, I don't either.
What do you think we're going to get on Sunday?
A win! Let's go!
All right, yeah. Falcons, Commander, Sunday Night Football. Our final thoughts before you put a bow on the week for us, right? Because we are all doing other things. We have the holiday, and then I'll be shipping out for a hoops game over the weekend.
Yeah, I'll be out Sunday, obviously, at Sunday Night Football. I also got to ask you guys, who's your MVP?
Because
In life? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm my own MVP in life. But
okay.
That's
all
sad.
Right.
Very sad.
That's in the life of Squid. Is that what
that's
this
right.
question is?
Next on sad. The morning shift, Sports Radio 92.9 Game, and a very festive.
That was sad. Yeah.
This Odyssey app. Hour brought to you by Mark's Family Real Estate. Go to MarksFamily.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll be right back.